This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day of the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, the markets are chopping around. The holiday doldrums, these are the two weakest or the two slowest months of the year. From last Monday, the Christmas week plus New Year's week, it is what it is. The main fundamentals moving the market would be expected rain in Brazil. It's been the 800-pound gorilla in the room for the longest time, and the beans a little lower on the ideas that rain could come in the next couple of days. Also, we've got a trade bottleneck in Mexico. Railroad crossings were closed, so that's could put a putting a hamper into the export picture. And those are the two main things the market's looking at right now. On the positive side, these markets are pretty cheap. They've already dialed in a pretty good supply from the 2023, especially the corn crop, which is over 15. It's kind of in the market. And the U.S. dollar has come down hard in the last couple of months. It's down 46 today.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season, and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. March corn up 2¾ at 472.5. January soybeans down 11 even at 1297.25. January soybean meal down 450 at 395.40. Soybean oil down 152 at 49.04. On the Merck, February live cattle down 162 at 168.67. January feeders down 235 at 221.70. February lean hogs up 42 cents at 70.65. Pork cutout went unchanged at 81.72. That's been a check of the closing market prices. I'm Riley Smith.